Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, and this is where you get soothing affirmations to help build your self-care toolbox and practices. A warm hello to new listeners. Hello again to returning listeners. Today's episode is the Affirmation Pod self-care playlist. Now tell me, if we were going for a walk and I asked you, how's your self-care going? What would you say? Something I had to revisit for myself around self-care is I really love watching live sports. I don't know what it is exactly that I get engrossed in the game and I leave all my worries and cares and burdens behind. With two young kids and their schedules, I haven't been to any pro games for so long, but I recently took my young son to the high school basketball championships. We don't know anyone who is playing in the tournament, but my son is sort of basketball curious, so I thought this would be a nice way for him to see how the teenagers play. And I really enjoyed watching it. I have to say, it was good self-care for me. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. And so as we go into this episode, what's good self-care for you? Let's now take a relaxing breath, feeling your mind and body be at ease. Here for you is the Affirmation Pod self-care playlist. Stress happens. Stress is a part of life. Some things are more stressful than others. I monitor my stress levels daily. I also monitor how I'm dealing with the stress, how I'm responding to the stress, what patterns and habits I have around stress management. I agree to no longer lock the stress in my body. I agree to open up channels to release the emotions I have related to the stress. The pores of my skin open up and let out any toxins related to the stress. All the muscles in my body release the tension as I'm choosing smooth and effective strategies for applying self-care. I let go of ways that I forget about self-care when I'm facing stressful times. I now choose a new path, a new system, a new way of doing life. And that means tuning into self-care channels, taking healthy breaks from everything that's going on, recharging myself, and then coming back and dealing with all that's in front of me. The stress may be real. The stress may be scary. The stress does not own me. I still have ownership over what I think, how I see things, what I believe about the future. I still have ownership on how I will manage my feelings, on how I will take care of myself when I have really strong feelings about things. I own how much this will weigh me down. I know there's a heaviness here, but I also know how to pace myself, how to reach out for support, and how to set really clear boundaries so that I can take really amazing care of myself as I walk this path. I need to be good to me. The more muddy my thoughts are, piled up my feelings are, and tense my muscles are, the less clarity and insight and wisdom I'll have. And so I maintain self-care during stressful times. I maintain health. I maintain resiliency. I maintain authenticity. I am taking care of myself, no matter how hard, how dark, how challenging things may get. I take care of myself. I tune into self-care. And I stay in self-love. It can still be a challenge to prioritize myself. There's days I still find myself at the bottom of my priority list. It's a lot. There's a lot to juggle. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of responsibilities in my world. I hear that. I feel that. And I also renew my commitment to me. With each new day, I give time to listen to my needs. I listen to what my body is saying. I listen to what my mind is saying. I listen to what my heart is saying. I check in with myself. I add to my daily routine time for myself. And I reflect on what's going on inside. Take a deep, soothing breath. I make a comfortable place to observe my thoughts. I hear myself out. I listen to my needs without judging myself. I recognize what I need to process. I acknowledge what I need to release. I see what I need to refuel myself. I commit to myself. I commit to giving to myself. I commit to loving myself. I choose my health and well-being. I am building my relationship with myself. I understand how I can maintain healthier thoughts. I understand how I can care for my body more. I understand how I can replenish my spirit even more. I take care of my mind. I care for my body. I nourish my spirit. I make time for the person I am today. I focus on my health and wellness. I focus on the needs I have at this age and stage of my life. I am making space for me. I am making time for me. I am loving and caring for me. Let's take three full deep breaths. Feel free to count slowly with the inhale. And count slowly with the exhale. Sending the message to your body. that this is self-care time. No pressure, no judgment. You don't have to be on, you just gotta be and be here. Checking in with yourself and asking yourself, where do I need self-care? And now in your mind's eye, begin to see a collage of your best moments of self-care. What are you seeing? What does it say about what self-care looks like for you? How can you tell what time is self-care time? I am prioritizing self-care. I'm aware of my burnout warning signs. I prioritize self-care with hydration. I prioritize self-care with nutrition. I prioritize self-care with sleep. I prioritize self-care with movement. I prioritize self-care with spirituality. I prioritize and practice self-care that fits my needs. I set up a meaningful morning routine. I de-stress with a meaningful evening routine. I practice what recharges me. I do what lights me up. I do what connects me to my body. I have my time and space to slow down and be still. And I give myself credit for every investment into my self-care. When that means I've done my basic hygiene routine, that's self-care. When it means I've set boundaries so that I can rest, then that's self-care too. I make my plan of self-care action and my plan for prioritizing this. I maintain good self-care habits as I try out new self-care habits. I create rituals, routines, and accountability to keep self-care my high priority I provide systems, cues, and reminders for when and where it's self-care time. I am taking care of myself. I am doing the things that make me feel well rested, well nourished, and refreshed. I am maintaining and improving my health and well-being. I am prioritizing myself by prioritizing self-care. So many demands. I'm stretched in many directions. I am trying to prioritize myself. So many days, it just feels like the clock runs out. I'm getting creative now. I'm getting bolder. I'm getting clearer. I am making time for me time. I am making time to be renewed. I'm making time to be refreshed. I make quality time for myself, with myself. Whether it takes seconds, minutes, or hours, I make quality time for myself. I take advantage of windows of opportunity. I step into self-care. I plug into self-help. I turn to self-compassion. I rescue myself and give myself quality time. I lead myself into self-care. I set myself up for an easy transition to me time. I put the tools and opportunities together so quality time is convenient. I give myself quality time. time with me is important. I am important. My needs are important. I free myself from judging the quality of my quality time. I make quality time fun. I make quality time relaxing. I make quality time easy. I feel better when I have quality time with myself. I feel stronger when I have quality time with myself. I feel kinder when I get quality time with myself. I make time for me. I make time for renewal. I make time to breathe. I am making quality time for myself. I am important. My needs are important. And I make time for me time. Remember, this episode is available 24 hours a day, anytime you need it. And my question is also available for you anytime. What is good self-care for you? This playlist is available. However, if you want to listen to the individual episodes, here they are. There's four of them. The first one is Maintaining Self-Care During Stressful Times. That's episode 216. The next one is Making Time for Yourself, 456. The third episode is Prioritizing Self-Care. That's episode 289. And the fourth one is Quality Time with Yourself, episode 414. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a four-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog. That I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this, it makes a great gift too for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com, and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. Now, if you prefer to listen to all the episodes of Affirmation Pod with no ads and no announcements, that's available when you become a Premium Access member. Premium Access members also get over 100 bonus episodes that you won't hear on this podcast. Find out more or to join by going to affirmationpod.com/join. That's affirmationpod.com/join. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.